This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. The Bible records Moses as a humble man, but he didn't start out that way. He went from orphan to prince to fugitive to leader to wanderer. By the time he was called humble, Moses had learned that it wasn't his personal prestige that defined him, but the grace of God in his life. As a humble man, Moses was dedicated to serving others, even though it cost him personally. Seeing the pain of others very often humbles us as we recognize how much we've been given. The Apostle Peter reminds us that part of being humble is not assuming that we command the best understanding of every situation. Our elders are full of wisdom that we shouldn't easily dismiss, and we should be humble toward one another, honoring the dignity of our peers. A humble person is rarely dogmatic, but genuinely considers that they may have something to learn from everyone, from teachers to toddlers. Finally, the Old Testament often refers to humility as something that turned God's anger away from wrongdoers. Humility is a recognition that we aren't God. A humble person sees themselves with sober judgment. If you'd like to cultivate humility in yourself, try three things. First, answer God's call of solidarity with those in suffering. Next, become an excellent listener. And finally, dedicate yourself to frequent repentance. Humility will change your life.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.